Morning, everyone on Audio Boo. It's Paul Hopkins. And are you going to join in?
I can join in.
Yeah, of course you can join in. It's Claire Randall.
Hello.
No, sorry, you're Claire Randall. You're meant to say it. It's Claire Randall. Yeah. It's Paul Hopkins and Claire Randall here.
That's right, you can speak for me.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would go on for very long, would it?
Well, no.
No, no. Well, I wouldn't want to. I like you speaking for yourself. Because you can. Yeah, enhanced audio, just covering off a few things that Bernie Topcold was talking about, asking about and asked me specifically about, which was enhanced audio. Now, by that, we don't, just to be clear to everybody, we don't mean enhanced audio as in putting music behind what you do and all the rest of it. This is talking about how you get through the audio timeline. So it could be... things like chapters, so markers that indicate chapters, so you could skip from one chapter to the other. And Topcold, if you want to go listen to him on Why Do You Boo, he explains that at the beginning of his boo quite, you know, very succinctly and stuff. So you would go through your chapters, chapter one, chapter two, three, four.
What? Listen to Audible.
Yeah, absolutely, not Audible. And there's something called DAISY. That works similarly, Digital Audio Information System. And DAISY is to do with enhanced podcasting as well, really. It's the same principle. With DAISY, you can set up so people can go through paragraph by paragraph. If it was if it's an audio book, you can go through print page by print page instead of chapter by chapter. So it would be split into different ways, and you could decide... on your particular level of navigation. So I know quite a bit about that because of my work with alt formats, producing information in alternative formats for those of us with a visual impairment. So there are different ways of enhancing podcasts, but enhancing audio. Audio Boo won't, I don't think, have that facility because there aren't the play controls in the first place, which does beg the question,
why not?
To Lance, good man that he is, can there be? Could we have some play controls? Definitely, I would love the ability to. The enhanced audio isn't such a big thing for me in terms of that there are so different levels. The one we're talking about specifically was the one where you can have pictures as well. So you'd have a chapter with a different picture. If you want to see how that works, you go to Naked Scientist. So go download their podcasts and then play it in all, you know, any good podcaster software. And those of you that are sighted will see that it has a photo. So they might say, you know, they might be going on about stem cell research and some breakthrough or whatever, and they'd show what a cell looks like. And then the next chapter might be, you know, questions asked by the listeners. So there'd be a big question mark symbol and some people gathering around it or something as a little graphic. You could click to those different chapters. So just by pressing the fast forward / next button, yeah, and that's how that would work. But even if we had things like the ability to slow and speed up audio, you can scrub. The scrub timeline is okay, but it's not very good for fine tuning. So even when you tap and hold it, so you're sort of moving your finger along the timeline, it's still quite hard to be precise with that.
The thing is, though, if you have the need to speed someone's audio up to get through it, then surely you shouldn't be listening to anything.
Well, I don't agree because I listen to audiobooks and I listen to them at 5 times the speed as normal speed but this is specific to me maybe, though, so you might have a point. I listen to my screen reader at, 10 times the fastest normal speed at least. So I want my speed, my audio to be of that ilk. It gets me information a lot quicker. I can get a lot more done.
Just start talking to you like this then.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. It's more like that. And it does, if you, and you know.
If I speed up, do I have to talk like a little Smurf as well?
Yeah. But yeah, and that works for me because with productivity at work and stuff, it means that, for example, if I'm having to proofread a big document, I can do it at similar speeds to that that a sighted person would do. It's not exactly the same because you're looking for glaring errors, whereas I'm sort of having to go through the whole thing word for word, but it's just I do it at a great speed. So having those options would be nice anyway. It would be lovely to be able to insert book, chapter marks and things like that. But then that would mean possibly that you're going to have to set your stall out a little bit. So I'd quite like that. You know, I mean, it speaks to the professional hat that I wear in terms of audio production. And so it would be something like, Paul, hi, it's VR Podcasting. Today I'm going to talk about so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. But first, I'm talking about this. So it would be, you know, so you've laid out your stall in a summary like Top Gold did, and then you cover off those things. But then, of course, you've got to remember to cover those things off. So it's like it's been a bit more organised about the way you boo. Does that take away from the creativity of booing in itself? Not at all. You could still do your just your normal soundscapes or whatever it is you wanted to do without the chapter marks if necessary. Or you could put in the boo detail, in this boo, it's a soundscape of so-and-so and so. But if you jog it on to the fourth marker, that's where this really wicked sound of someone falling down the stairs comes in or whatever. No.
High speed.
Blimey, that was scary. Wow. Yeah. But no, you're not. There's a thing. I know someone who turns up their volume on certain things, which is an interesting way of doing it. You would have to be pretty detailed to go and do that. It's sort of getting the audio to a point where you sort of go, oh, come and listen to this. Oh, and it's that bit there when that happened. Maybe there are other ways of doing that, but it's food for thought, isn't it? I'd like the options, I must say. Whether I'd use them or not, I would probably certainly experiment with them at first, say it went. The only podcast I can find that's an enhanced podcast at the moment is the Naked Scientist podcast. And I think it's been produced by someone called UK Fast. That just was trying to think of the name. Any more thoughts on anybody on things that Top Gold was saying and Daylight Gambler was talking about filtering? He said something interesting about filtering and saying that your filter is, for example, what you would want people to see if they were looking. Well, that's probably the best way of describing how you set your filters. I would actually want people to look at my social networks. If I was applying for a job, especially where you talk about how any outside interest might be a factor in how well you could do the job that you're applying for, I would want people to look at my social networks. I don't have anything that I would be worried about them seeing, really. Especially things like audio boo. I would hope that if you search VR podcasting, you know, that quite a few things would come up that would speak of me and that would say, yeah, okay, there's some enhanced stuff going on here that, you know, that he's into and he's running the VIP advisor channel and blah, blah, blah. You know, that would, to me, indicate a reason to be interested in.
It's an interesting one, that, isn't it? Because it's not uncommon, and people almost think this is a myth, like an urban legend almost. But it's not actually uncommon for employers to go and seek you out on Twitter/Facebook/wherever. Now, they're more than welcome to go and seek out my Facebook profile, but it's private. That's the thing. Facebook, if you've got your security settings such, then they're not likely to find you. Something like Audioboo, though, actually, is fairly unknown to the vast amount of the population.
Yeah.
So you would almost need to bring it to their attention.
Yeah. Yeah, quite possibly. Except for the fact that... I mean, if you search Paul Hopkins on Google, then you're going to get all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
But isn't me, you know, so...
Apparently Claire Randall is some sort of... is she an actress or a model or something? Search for Claire Randall.
She is a model. Darling.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay. Okay.
Talk about you.
I'm not.
Yeah. I do. Oh. Anyway, yes. we will continue complimenting each other off audio, offline. I love this. It's really good. I'm trying to think, in fairness, like, was reflecting a lot of stuff we were talking about and that others have mentioned. Scrim 11. I'll boo what I like.
I like that
approach. I'll boo what I like. But I'll tell you what, the budgie was closer to the mic than you were, dude.
I like the budgie.
I like Scrim 11. He's a good lad.
One
he
of
is.
Our budgies was, anyway.
Are you seriously going to tell us about your
I'm
budgie
not tell them about
on budgie. This particular. Go on.
No.
It's going to take 30 seconds.
No, we've just been 30, rather unfortunate with budgies. We've had 30. 3, and I no longer have budgies. Right. So, yeah. The end.
Why?
Because they died.
How?
They just did. They weren't very well. Why one of them not? Died suddenly, and one of them was a bit weak from
being eaten by a cat. Is that true?
It is.
One of them was a bit weak. For apparently he was consumed by the cat.
Oh, don't! It was very traumatic.
Who was it who told us that was a vet that the budgie bit a finger so hard that it broke its beak and died?
And then died. I can't remember.
That's terrible.
I don't think it was their budgie either, was it? It was like looking after it for someone.
Looking after someone's budgie who bit their finger so hard it broke its own beak and
then
died.
It died. Oh, no.
Died of a broken beak.
Bless.
Ah. Oh. Well, this has been somewhat of a random boo, and I could have put some various markers. I could have had a little budgie tweety thing and stuff. There's a whole thing about the way you do audio. You know, you could... I mean, when I first was doing podcasts, I used to do, especially when there were like soundscape ones, as I used to call them, like a soundscape, I used to put like a camera shutter sound. So between... So I couldn't mark them in any other way, but I would put like a camera shutter with like a piece of music, like a little note that would fade in, a chord that would fade in, and fade out.
Yeah.
And that worked really well because people said, you know, oh, it's really great because I knew another subject change was coming up and stuff. So that you could do that anyway. But you almost need a few little things on audio. Be like, it'd be really cool if while I was recording this, you just press a little button and there's a predetermined marker, like, and it was just like a little sound sign to say that you were changing subject.
Yeah.
A bit like when you click from one slide to another visually, people know it's a subject change because the slide is showing something different. Anyway, this has been lovely talking to you all, but I need to rest.
Rest.
It's been a long week. And yes, rest my...
We're not going to boo for the rest of the week.
Yeah, of course we are. Speak to you all soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.